Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for Ag Daily for the week of Monday, December 4th. The grains look like they'll open up mixed here this morning with maybe corn down about a penny, wheat up about 4 or 5 cents, and beans down about 3 or 4 cents. We did have good export sales this morning, 440 wheat, soft red wheat to China, 267 corn to Mexico, and 183 meal to the Philippines. Other news, StoneX is starting to lower their Brazilian crop estimates. Beans down from 165 to 161.9. Corn down just a shade for the first crop. Second crop from 99 down to 97.3. So we're starting to see some analysts start shaving the Brazilian production out here. Crush on Friday was huge, 201.4 million bushels, a record by any stretch of the imagination here. We had some rains north in Brazil, but they were scattered, light, quarter inch to an inch and a quarter, over 60 to 65% of the area. So that's why the beans were about 15 lower at one point, but we came back as the wheat rallied. We did have 852 corn deliveries this morning. That was a bit of a bearish surprise, but we'll see if the market, if the wheat holds up, I think the corn will hold up out here. Overall for the week moving forward, you know, people are going to be watching Brazilian weather as much as anything else. We don't see a whole lot on the docket this week. We'll have the export inspections at 10 o'clock. Crop progress reports are now delayed until the spring. We'll have export sales on Thursday morning. Unemployment comes out at 7:30. Supply and demand on Friday. Crop production, we'll get some better estimates later in the week, but right now I would say that the carryouts are probably a little bit higher. Not a whole lot of other news. We're heading into the Christmas holidays. Things will be a little bit choppy out here. There'll be more people leaving on vacation, not this week, but late next week. But overall, I think the trade's going to be, the rallies will be sold out here without anything really significant. But if we see more of these wheat sales to China, we should stay firm. Technically, the wheat looks pretty good, over $6 on the March contract. So hopefully we can see that rally continue to rally. We need a corn close over 490 would be a good close in the corn and point to some higher prices out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.